Every believer needs guidance. The person who feels that he is all-sufficient and able to pick his own way through the snares of life and achieve the highest for himself is a fool. He has adversaries that are committed to destroying him. He has a sinful nature that can easily betray him. But God never fails. God is our guide. And without him, we are doomed to struggling and wandering in the wilderness. And of course, the chosen people were a good example of that very thing. In Psalm 25, dropping down to verse 9, we have a promise that rings true to the end of time. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. Now, what does it mean to be meek? Well, it doesn't mean to be just a doormat for everyone. It means one, in Scripture, who seeks definitely to subordinate his own will to that of God. He desires God's will, whatever the cost. And you can think of various personages in Scripture whose lives did reflect that and who had very difficult pathways to travel. But God led them well. The meek will he guide in judgment. The meek will he teach his way. That means to the person who depends upon God, God imparts to him perception, understanding that he might know the right path, the best path for the circumstances. And he will be instructed by the Lord through that word. The Scriptures continually do this for us. They instruct us as to what is the right way, the correct path. And as we fill our minds with the Word of God, we have more and more direction and guidance within us to see the right path and to sense the leading of God in the midst of a wicked and confusing world. For every believer has a diversity of pathways spread out before him. And if you have nothing but your own perception, you're often at a crossroads where you don't know whether it should be this way or that way or what, and you are puzzled. But the person who fills his mind with God's holy word and depends upon God to give him that insight, that perception of his will find guidance at every split in the road. Now, we have continuously choices that we have to make, and many times we make them hurriedly to our own sorrow. We should walk circumspectly, carefully in this world, because there are snares, there are traps. The devil is continually trying to sidetrack us from the pathway of God's will. He is continually offering choices that in our better moments we realize are not good choices. But on the spur of the moment, they can look very attractive. And we must learn how to judge them, because the Scriptures give us that guidance. And that's exactly where they come in. We must get out of the habit of making snap judgments. We must persevere in the searching of Scripture, the study of God's holy word, that we might be well equipped to choose wisely, to choose a pathway that God can bless. In Psalm 31 and verse 3, the psalmist says, "For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me." Now here the psalmist puts a name upon the character of God. He is a rock and a fortress. But the psalmist has made that very personal. He is my rock. He is my fortress. What is he telling us? He's telling us that he has made a definite choice. He is not going to go through life just simply making snap judgments. He is going to seek God's guidance. He is going to put himself within the protection of God's presence, that God himself might be the fortress about him, protecting him from the snares of the devil and the pathways that could destroy him. And all of us must ponder this. God is a strong rock to those who will come to him and stand upon his grace and his strength. And we all have felt in our conscience how weak we are when we choose foolishly for our purposes and not for his, and discover that we have stepped out of that fortress into sinking sand. We must realize that God is our guide. He wishes to lay out before us a pathway that is clear, unmistakable, according to his holy word. And as we travel that pathway, we can be sure he will never mislead us. God does not lead us into the morass of worldliness. We can stumble into it with great quickness. But God's word protects us from these things, and we need to keep filling our minds and hearts with this blessed word so that the guidance will be there as we need it. In Psalm 32, dropping down to verse 8, we have a divine promise. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Now here's a promise that we can all claim for ourselves. God tells us that he's going to instruct us and teach us. Now that implies that we are slow learners, that we need instruction, that we need teaching, and we need to put ourselves in that position of listening to God's word, listening to the instruction that comes from Holy Scripture. And he promises, I will guide thee with mine eye. Now here is the eye of God, the omniscience, who knows the entire pathway that you're called upon to walk. Now you can't tell me what you're going to be doing next year, or 10 years from now, or even if you'll be in this world at all. But God knows exactly. He knows precisely what he wants you to be doing. He knows exactly the people that you're going to meet that will need counsel and wisdom, and that you have for them. He knows exactly the people who are lost that you are going to run into, who need a witness. And you don't know any of these things now, but he does. And we must recognize this, that he is a fortress. He is a protection on every hand. Every time that we just decide, you know, I like this, or I want to do this, and we go off on a tangent, we all know what happens. It's a catastrophe. Now, friends, the scriptures are the guidance, the method of guidance that God uses to show us his pathway, to lead us along a way of blessing and benefit to others and to ourselves as well. He is wisdom. He knows the perfect pathway. And we need to keep coming back to his word, drinking deep at the springs of eternal life in this book, and drawing from it the wisdom we need day by day, step by step, along the pathway of his will for our life. In Psalm 73 and verse 24, the psalmist says, Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Now this is a tremendous promise. Here is a statement of his purpose. In leading us, he doesn't intend to lead us into a swamp, a morass where we will get lost. No, He intends to lead us home to His presence. He intends to lead us to pathways of blessing and triumph. That is His will for every believer. You don't have to worry about that. It's plainly spelled out in Scripture. God does not lead us to destruction. He does not lead us down blind alleys. He does not lead us foolishly. But with perfect wisdom, He leads us along a pathway that leads to His presence in glory. There's no question that Scripture teaches this. And we need to trust in His guidance. This book is filled with it. Guidance for every day. Guidance for every situation. And so many times, we rush heedlessly into traps of the devil when we could see the correct pathway from the Word. Friends, this book must be in our hands all our lives. We need the counsel of the Scriptures. We need the guidance that is there. Without it, we're going to make an awful mess of things. And in our better moments, we understand that. We know the Bible is a good gift from God. But somehow it's always a burden to read this ancient book, to keep reading it. Now, friends, I have read this book for a long time. I was taught early on to read this book. When I was a child, I had rheumatic fever 3 times over. That last time with heart failure and large heart that was terrific. The doctor told my mother out of my hearing that I could go any day. It was out of his hands. Now, that's a sad spot to be in, especially for a young child. And I didn't understand the seriousness of all that was going on, but I knew I was sick. But through that, God led me. My grandmother, very devout Christian, gave me a Bible. Now, as a young child, I thought that was an odd gift. You know, an old book like that, but I would have much rather had something more exciting. But, you know, there it was, and it sat on the table alongside the bed with other books and so on. And I read all the time. I had nothing else to do but read. My mother would go to the library and bring a stack of library books home. I'd read them all. She'd take them all back, get another stack, and so on it went. And every day I'd take that Bible up, and I'd start to read. And after a while, I got a program going where I was reading whole chapters, then bunches of chapters, and I kept reading through that book. And as I read, I began to see that there was a person, God Himself, who was guiding everything. And that had to mean me too. And I got to the New Testament Scriptures, and I saw that there in the Gospels, there was a person who was the fulfillment of all the Old Testament prophecies. And I had just read through them all. I knew they were there. And He went about doing these things that were marvelous, miraculous triumphs of God's power and grace. And I knew that was right. I got to the book of Acts. And there the preachers were going about preaching about salvation in this person. And then Romans. And in Romans, I saw the gospel and what it meant. For all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. I knew that meant me. And the trust that He commends in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, that I might live forever. And I realized that was what the whole book was about. It was about salvation in the person of Christ. I crawled out of bed, kneeled down beside it, and asked God to save me. He did. It was just that simple. And from that moment on, that book meant something. Now I could read it with spiritual perception and understand what was there. I read it all the way through, and I've been reading it ever since, devouring what is there, because I know it's a book of power, a book of wisdom, a book of guidance, something that we all need to turn to for every step of the pathway. Friends, I'm sure that God leads through this holy book. I've seen it, and I've tried ever since to walk the pathway that is in that book. It has meant everything to me. In Psalm 78 and verse 52, "But he made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock, and he led them on safely so that they feared not." And here is what Scripture does for us. It leads us safely in the midst of enemies, dangers on every hand. We're surrounded by snares and traps and the deceitfulness of the devil and his minions. But the Scripture always gives us the right pathway, the pathway to God, the safe pathway that will not harm us. It may look hard, but it's safe. It is God's pathway. In Isaiah 58:11, there's a promise. "And the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drouth." The leading of God does not come only when we're reading the book. He puts it in our hearts. And that's one reason why we memorize Scripture and hide it in our hearts, so that he can speak to us in times that we don't have the actual book open in front of us. He teaches us through his word. And as we let our minds dwell upon it, he guides us each day along that pathway, the pathway of his will for our lives. And we can travel with peace and serenity, because it is divine guidance. He never misleads. He never tricks his people. He opens up the pathway. "This is the way. Walk ye in it." It's crystal clear. It is a scriptural pathway. And we need to walk humbly that pathway. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, Zacharias utters a prophecy concerning John the Baptist, Luke 1:78 and following. "The day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace." And this is true for the whole of Christianity. It is light to those who sat in darkness. Before we knew the Lord Jesus as Savior, we were in darkness. Oh, we thought there was light about us, but it was artificial light, worldly light, light that couldn't help us. But with the Spirit of God within, the book open before us, there is divine light shining from its pages, showing us the right pathway. The pathway to heaven, because God is there, and he wants us to join him. Friends, God is our guide, and the pathway he's asking us to walk is the pathway that leads to his presence. He does not lead us in a different way. Always he is leading the believer closer to himself, and we must all remember that. The hard places in life are not there to discourage us. They are there to move us closer to the Lord himself, following a pathway that he marks out and that he guides us through. That is everything, because he cannot make a mistake. In John 16 and verse 13, The Lord Jesus in the upper room discourse said, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." The Spirit of truth, what a marvelous title for the Holy Spirit of God. When you came to the Lord Jesus and trusted in him as Savior, the Spirit of God took up his abode in your heart. He is the Spirit of truth. He is there to give you guidance. Too many times we make up our own minds. We decide, well, this pathway looks best. And we don't ask for help. We don't ask for guidance. We find out to our sorrow that that was not a good pathway after all. But the Spirit of God never leads us down a wrong pathway. He always leads us according to the will of the Father. And this book is the expression of that will. This book is the means that he uses to guide our steps and show us the pathway that we need to walk. That's why it's so important to search the Scriptures, to fill our minds, hearts, consciences with this blessed book. It is a source of truth and wisdom, but best of all, a source of guidance to know the next step, and the next step, and the next step. As we walk with God through this wicked world, he is our guide. This book is the means that he has chosen to guide us and to help us on to his presence in glory. He will show you things to come. Yes, friends, he shows us not merely the pathway here, but the destination there. And in the book of Revelation, we see the saints in glory. We see them gathered before the throne. We see the triumph of the Lamb. We see heaven and the glories of the kingdom to come. That is where he is leading us. That is where this journey is going to find its consummation. Not in this world. This, we are just passing through it. And we will leave it all behind us. His presence is everything, and we can have it now. Every day, we should be practicing the presence of God, talking to him, asking him for guidance and wisdom and help. The Spirit of God is in our hearts to give us exactly that and to lead us homeward. He does not deceive his people. He tells us exactly what life is all about. It is a place where we can meet God. It is a place in which he can lead us and we can learn to follow. And that skill we shall use forever and ever. In his presence, in endless ages. And I wonder what we will be doing. What will be the program there, so grand and marvelous, when we consider how marvelous the one was here? And this is just kindergarten. This is just the first principles. What about those endless ages and what he is going to have us doing during those ages? What is he preparing us for? He's the only one who knows. But the Scripture assures us that the day will come when every last saint of God will be gathered in his presence in a celestial paradise beyond our imagination. And we shall continue serving God. It is not just that life comes to an end. Life blossoms forth in heavenly service and shall continue forever. This universe is an awfully big place. And God plans to use it all. And by his grace, we are part of it. Infinite grace, infinite love, and perfect guidance. God is our guide. There is no other that we need. Every head bowed, every eye closed. O Lord, Forgive us that we go astray. Forgive us that we forget to search thy word and align our lives according to its perfect teaching. Give us grace and wisdom and guidance. Help us, Lord, that we may walk the pathway with thee into thy presence in that glorious kingdom that thou hast prepared for thy people. Help us while we're here to be faithful and true, and to guide others to that perfect pathway. And by thy grace, bring us right on time into thy presence. And by thy grace, give us the privilege of eternal service in thy presence. For Jesus' sake. Amen.